One of the fiercest competitions in the upcoming March primary in Texas is for an office a lot of people never really think about, Texas Land Commissioner. George P. Bush is the incumbent, and he's trying to fend off three Republican challengers, including Jerry Patterson, who used to be the Land Commissioner. As Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports, Patterson took a lot of people by surprise when he launched his campaign to take back the office he left just 3 years ago.
At the forefront of this race, Hurricane Harvey. Part of the Land Commissioner's job is overseeing the state's response to housing needs following a disaster. Bush and FEMA officials have been criticized for taking too long getting people back in their homes. So I asked Bush about his office's response time.
We've delivered assets quicker than, at least in Texas, faster than any other natural disaster. But the magnitude of the storm will be the challenge. Estimates put this at a $120 billion storm affecting over 1.2 million households in affected areas. I'm proud of the fact that we've housed thousands of people through our direct repair program, through manufactured home travel trailers.
Former Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says that's not good enough.
Those people who are not back in their homes, they got vouchers. They have vouchers for shelter and hotels and motels and apartments, which was costing at one time $2.7 million a day.
He says after watching how the agency he used to run was handling Harvey aid, he started looking for a suitable opponent to primary Bush. And when he couldn't find one, Patterson says he decided to run himself. Quite a turnaround from 4 years ago.
I think if you drill down into that race a little bit more, it's hard not to find it interesting.
That's Jim Henson, director of UT Austin's Texas Politics Project. To understand just how big of a deal this is in 2018, let's hop back to 2014. By then, Jerry Patterson had been Land Commissioner for more than 10 years. He decided to try for another office, Lieutenant Governor. Enter Bush.
George P. Bush ran for that office, you know, to some degree of fanfare as he entered politics in Texas as part of the Bush clan.
Patterson thought him a fine successor, and to no one's surprise, Bush easily won the election. Henson says Republicans were happy.
He was seen as somebody with a lot of potential by lots of folks.
Patterson wasn't so lucky. He lost the lieutenant governor primary and decided to retire, but he kept an eye on Bush and tells me he quickly took issue with how he was running the Texas General Land Office.
You endorsed Commissioner Bush.
Yeah, I think I did, but, you know, I supported him. It doesn't make a difference. Distinction without a difference. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
I did. Yes.
So why not reach out to him and say, I've noticed some things have gone awry. Here's where I can maybe help.
In the first 6 months, I think that was my intention, but at one point when he did his 100-day press conference, he made a comment about how he had cleaned up the agency. I said, you know, I'm done. I don't think this guy can be helped.
Maybe not helped, but possibly tossed off the ballot. Jim Henson says Patterson's candidacy has put Bush on the defensive, but he says Bush hasn't directly addressed Patterson's entry into the race or Patterson's criticisms about his response to Harvey. Then there's the restoration of probably the most iconic structure in Texas history.
It's here at last, the Alamo.
That's another trouble spot for Bush. Since 2015, Texas legislature approved $106 million towards rebuilding and expanding sections of the Alamo, but that's only a fourth of the estimated cost. The rest will be made up by three nonprofits Bush set up after his office took over the project. Here's Bush discussing it at a recent Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs conference in Austin.
We're making sure to fight for that legacy and that it survives for our children and our grandchildren. That's why we're preserving and protecting historic sites like the Alamo in honor of the Texas revolutionaries that taught countless amount of Texans what the true price of freedom and liberty is.
But Patterson, some Texas lawmakers, and Republican Party officials have taken issue with how Bush has handled the project, saying that he's not been transparent on things like the nonprofit's financial dealings and the site plans. Issues and the candidates' records aside, Jim Henson of the Texas Politics Project says the race is about...
It's an interesting dynamic that underlines, you know, I think some of the contention within a Republican Party.
Where Bush is one thing...
He comes from a wing of the Republican Party that seems very much like the Republican Party of yesterday in Texas.
And Patterson's another.
He was, you know, very conservative member of the Republican Party, but a conservative member much more from the libertarian wing of the party.
Henson says similar matchups are happening all over Texas and all across the country. 2018 primary races are full of Republicans who have very different ideas on what Republican means. Though in the case of the Texas General Land Commissioner, the race may be less of a philosophical battle and more of a financial one. Henson says Bush is sitting on $3.3 million in campaign funds, while Patterson managed to raise just over $90,000 in the first month of his campaign. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.